This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Election losses, party tumult, and frustration are driving efforts to remove Colorado Republican State Party Chair Dave Williams. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Dave Williams lost a congressional primary race in Colorado Springs on Tuesday by more than 30 points, and he's facing mounting efforts calling for his removal. A former ally of his submitted petitions this week to convene a special meeting of GOP leaders. Williams' opponents say he used Republican Party resources for his own primary race and violated long-standing norms by endorsing candidates in contested GOP primaries. It takes a 60% vote of the Republican State Central Committee to remove a chair. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The bridge connecting Montrose and Gunnison on opposite sides of a reservoir will partly reopen July 3rd in time for the holiday weekend. The bridge over Blue Mesa Reservoir has been closed for more than 2 months for repairs. CDOT says emergency vehicles and smaller cars can use the bridge starting at 6:30 Wednesday morning. A new state law aims to make Colorado's railroads safer, but it isn't what lawmakers originally had in mind. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
State legislators wanted to regulate the length of trains, how long trains could block highway crossings, and they tried to require railroads moving hazardous materials to carry insurance for potential crashes. But railroad giants pushed back hard, and legislators toned down their bill. The final version of the law goes into effect July 1st. It requires railroads to provide more safety data to the state. It also creates a new Colorado Office of Railroad Safety. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Another Colorado athlete is voted his league's most valuable player. Nathan MacKinnon with the Colorado Avalanche is the NHL's MVP. That's the Hart Memorial Trophy. Denver is the first city to have the NHL and NBA MVPs in the same year. The Denver Nuggets' Nikola Jokic won the basketball trophy earlier this year. This is CPR News.